This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Greg Bordonero from the Hartford Business Journal. Of course, it's an easy thing to find on the World Wide Web. You go to hartfordbusiness.com to get all the news. I mean, it's the content's great. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm great. So, I mean, I've been reading about a federal courthouse, blah, 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 for a couple of years now. And then I was thinking that with all these changes with federal spending and so on, I thought maybe it one of those things, because, you know, they're divesting of real estate and closing things here and there. I thought maybe the project would be dead with the Trump administration, but it doesn't seem to be dead. And now, actually, we might have a site.
Yeah, I was actually thinking the same thing, Brian. You know, just one thing, I don't think Trump is a fan of federal courthouses. So we'll see if the funding actually goes through. But yeah, they have chosen a site. They announced it last week. You know, this process has been going on for several years now. And they had basically they had three sites for a new federal courthouse. The current federal courthouse is on Main Street at 450 Main Street. And, you know, it's pretty old, and they want a new renovated one. So there were three sites, and they finally chose the one on Allen Street, 154 Allen Street. Right now it's a parking lot, so this would be a new ground-up development. To give people an idea, it's sandwiched between Union Station, the bus station, and the train station, and the Excel Center. Actually, my window looks outside to that parking lot. It's right next to HBJ's offices at 100 Allen Street. The mayor is behind this spot. Allen Street used to be a very vibrant street, especially with nightlife, bars, yeah. Clubs. The nightclubs have all gone away. Most of the bars have closed. There's a few restaurants there still. There's more apartments that have been built in the area, but it's definitely not as lively as it used to be. Do I think a federal courthouse is going to be the turning point for Allen Street? I mean, it doesn't do much for the nightlife aspect to it. It will bring probably more feet on the street during lunchtime hours. Maybe people will stay for happy hours, but, you know, at the very least, it does take a parking lot. It does turn a parking lot into, a new building. My new apartment development has been better there than a courthouse. Yes. But, you know, there's been nobody to propose anything in that spot now, for any time soon.
Just real, where's the current courthouse?
So the current courthouse is 450 Main Street, not too far down from the Hartford City Hall.
Okay.
And then, you know, that's actually my next question is, you know, what's going to happen to
that space.
Yeah, that space, because that's prime real estate, right near City Hall there. Now, this project will take a while. Construction is not expected to start until 2027, and it won't open until 2030. That should give the city and others plenty of time to figure out what happens to the federal courthouse. You know, the federal government, do they sell that building and land? Most likely, I would think it would require a wrecking ball. I don't know that a court facility is going to be of much use to anybody, especially with demand for office space right now, not nearly what it used to be.
Greg Bordonero from the Hartford Business Journal joining us here on the Connecticut Business Blend every Monday at 8:50. I want to skip to Pratt & Whitney just in case, I don't know how much time we'll have, and then I'll get to the National Endowment of the Arts. But, you know, the machinists are on strike. And one of my main questions was, when talking about this last week, was, is this going to tick off Pratt & Whitney to the point they're going to take work out of state? And you're telling me they're not.
Well, you know, last week, so, you know, a lot of the strike, which I mentioned last week, Brian, we were talking is, you know, they're talking about wages and pensions, but and health care costs, which are all, you know, part of the conversation, but it's really about job security. And several union leaders told us this last week, you know. So Pratt, what they did on Friday was they put out sort of a new website, and they said, you know, we're committed to Connecticut, and they've sort of outlined some of their key investments over the last 5 years. You know, they say that they've invested $550 million in the state since 2019, $300 million since the last union contract was done. They said they've hired 500 workers since then. A lot of that work is revolves around the Geared Turbofan engine, which was their sort of the next generation engine that debuted a few years ago. That's a lot of that work is happening in Connecticut. And they said, you know, Connecticut remains and will remain the sort of engineering center for its commercial, military, and other programs. So they're saying they're committed to Connecticut. At the same time, they have invested a lot outside Connecticut. You know, we just ticked off a few things, but they've invested hundreds of millions of dollars in plants in Florida, Georgia, Oklahoma City, North Carolina, all states that are in the southern low tax areas. So I think there is always that concern, you know, where does Pratt send some of this work? They have locations all over the United States and all over internationally. You know, they do a lot in Canada. So that threat of them, you know, not necessarily taking everything out of Connecticut, but, you know, slowly moving pieces. That's happened over the years. But, you know, Pratt's saying that they're committed there. So, you know, they're trying to take the sort of the job security argument maybe off the table. But I think that's the key one that's going to keep the unions, you know, on the picket lines for a bit longer. Today, we're entering week two of the strike. Yeah. Really no signs, publicly at least, of this thing coming to an end. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
Greg Bordinaro from the Hartford Business Journal here on the Connecticut Business Blend on Brian and Company. So Trump has basically cut a lot of funding for the National Endowment for the Arts, and this is having an impact here in Connecticut. Where?
Yeah. Yep. And actually, he wants to eliminate the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for the Humanities. So a week ago from Friday, basically an email went out to arts leaders around the country. I'm not 100% sure about how much money in total it was, but Goodspeed Opera House in Connecticut, in Middletown, they lost $60,000. Yale Repertory Theater, $30,000. Those are the ones we know about yet, but more will come to light in the sort of days and weeks ahead. Obviously, the arts industry, you know, took it on the chin during the pandemic. They were sort of saved by the federal government, various pandemic aid programs. Most of them still have not fully recovered from the pandemic, and there's also threats of state budget cuts for arts groups too. So, you know, this is an industry that sort of always seems to be on life support or, you know, living on the edges.
Greg, great stuff as always. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Have a great week.
Thanks, Brian.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.